next year, huh? Great. We'll be praying.
Thanks, Vic.
That's exciting. Going back next year, huh?
How many people pray?
We'll be praying. How many people pray?
We'll be praying.
Like, this isn't a confessional or anything.
How many people pray?
You pray.
How many
sometimes
people pray?
Like, ooh,
like, this isn't a confessional.
Something's happening, and you say, "Lord, please change."
You pray.
Like, sometimes
we're
like,
pray,
right? Isn't that good?
And then
something's happening, and you say, "Lord, please change."
Do you ever feel like you're barreling into a situation that you haven't prayed about?
Isn't that good?
Oh my gosh, I should pray before I hit the wall.
Do you ever feel like you're barreling into a situation
that
you haven't prayed about?
And you're like, "Oh my gosh, I should pray before I hit the wall."
Be thankful that you could pray for it the second before.
And you feel bad, you say, "Lord, I should have prayed for that an hour ago."
Isn't that good?
Don't feel bad.
And then we learn.
Be thankful
we
that
prayer.
You can pray for it the second,
second before
and,
you hit the wall.
Asking,
right?
Isn't that
personally
good?
Asking God to
and
teach,
then we
teach
learn,
me
we
prayer,
learn prayer
in this year.
We
so
learn prayer.
Let's be praying. We'll pray for Victoria.
Asking, personally
we
asking
have
God
a,
to teach me prayer.
A wall in your house
in this year
for
so
prayer.
Let's be praying.
Right?
We'll pray
a
for
map,
Victoria.
Have a map.
You could have a
missionary prayer card.
A wall
I have
in
your some.
House
this
for
I got a bunch. This
right. A map.
Have
this
a map
year,
and
a convention,
missionary
maybe
prayer
can,
cards. I have some in them all
this.
Ashley,
I got a bunch of this.
We can send them somehow, right?
This year,
technology.
A convention. Maybe I can,
or I can trace
scan
them
all
to
Ashley
with
we
a
can
pencil
send them somehow, right?
And make one
technology.
For everybody in the church.
Or I can by hand
trace each one.
That's one option.
With a pencil.
That's one. It'll
and
teach
make one for everybody
patience.
In the church by hand.
Okay, that's a great testimony. Thanks, Vic.
That's one.
Two weeks
teach me prayer
in Ecuador. First week, just feeling like you could take over the world.
That's
second
a great
week,
testimony. Thanks,
feeling
man.
Like I wish I brought more clothes.
In Ecuador,
but
first
inwardly
week,
renewed.
Feeling like you could
right?
take
inwardly
over the world. Second
by,
week,
by
feeling
the vision,
like I wish
by
I brought
mission,
more clothes.
By the team,
but inwardly
great,
renewed.
So. We'll be
right?
praying
inwardly
for Ecuador
by
Pastor
by
Alfredo,
the vision, by the mission, by the team.
Okay,
that's
Pastor
great.
Alfredo
will
be
Guayaquil.
Praying for Ecuador,
and then
Pastor Alfredo,
be praying for,
is that what it's
for Vic,
Guayaquil?
She goes down to Bible college.
Okay,
next,
Pastor Alfredo
next year
in
Guayaquil,
and then be praying for.
Okay,
for Vic,
so we had
she
our
down
convention
to Bible college next,
last this past
year
week.
Again.
We just got back. We just got back last night.
Okay, so we
Donald
had our
Rosie
convention
back early
last,
Tuesday
past
morning.
Week we just got back.
I
we
can't
just got
believe
back
it. So
last
they got
night.
Home at like 2 o'clock in the morning
Pastor
because
Donald
we were
Rosie
at
got back
Avery
early Tuesday
Powers
morning.
Wedding.
How many people remember Avery?
I can't believe it. So they
Avery,
got home
he
at
was
2 o'clock in the morning because
remember
we
a few
were
years
at
ago he just
Avery
walked in the
Powers
door.
Wedding.
He sat
how many people
down
remember
right over
Avery?
Here and went up
Avery,
after
he was
here.
Avery Powers.
Remember a few years ago he just walked in the door.
He sat
and,
down right over here,
and he said,
and went up afterwards. "I don't
know, I'm
remember
Powers.
His testimony."
Said, well,
he said, "I'll
hello,
be here
Avery
on Wednesday
Powers.
Nights,
welcome.
But on Sunday morning, I'm going to go
and,
to my traditional church
said,
because
I don't
I feel
know if
that's
you remember his
up.
Testimony." He said, "I'll
be
here
great.
On Wednesday nights,
be here
but
on Wednesday
Sunday morning.
He was here for a few weeks on Wednesday nights,
church,
and then all of a sudden, after a few weeks, he was here Sunday morning."
I said, "That's great.
A couple more weeks,
he
was here
for a few weeks
on
Wednesday nights, and then all of a sudden, after a few weeks, he was here Sunday morning, and quickly became
a couple more weeks, he's here Sunday nights, and then he was with us
in the middle of
Saturday, and then he was
happening
here in the body."
Now he's that way in Baltimore.
Quickly became.
I don't know if you watched any of the convention. He's emceeing
in the middle
the
of every
event
that was happening here in the body.
Now he's that way
there.
In Baltimore.
All the productions.
I don't know
if
you watched
the video
production.
He's
emceeing
the Baltimore
does.
Events,
he's part of all of that.
Just
the
a
play.
Character down there.
He
all the productions.
The,
if you
he,
see the
Christmas play
down there.
The Baltimore
part of
the Easter
part
play,
of all of that. Unfortunately,
the play, breach of contract.
He produces the.
I told
the
Christmas
you go down
play
there,
you
got to
come back for
and
the
and then he's a part
cantata.
Of the Easter play.
And he signed
the
contract.
Breach of contract.
He breached the contract.
I told
so
him,
he's never
if you go down there,
again,
you
got
to
come back.
But we'll
for
pray
the
for him.
No.
And he signed the contract.
So
he
just got married on Monday night.
So he was never welcome again. But we'll pray for him.
To Corelia Walsh, the daughter of Pastor Michael Walsh.
So he just got married on Monday night.
They had a beautiful wedding.
Isn't that exciting?
On Monday night.
He got married to Corelia Walsh, the daughter of Pastor Michael Walsh.
Usually,
we had a
wedding,
beautiful wedding.
Everyone sits down
on Monday night. It was
and
like
quiet
until the bride comes in, right?
We're Avery
but
usually
Avery
in
walked
the wedding,
in
and
everyone,
everyone
just
sits
down.
Everyone started clapping
quiet
and
shouting.
Until the bride comes
so
in,
Avery
right?
was walking down the aisle and he was like
but
a little.
Avery walked
dazed.
In and everyone
like
just
stumbling
rubbled.
Down the aisle.
Yeah.
Everyone started clapping
and
shouting.
So then
shouting.
Every all the
so
groomsmen,
was
all the bride
down the aisle
and they came
like
in pairs. Everyone
dazed.
Cheered
like
for him.
Stumbling down
the
aisle.
So it was like a rowdy.
So then every all the groomsmen, all the bridesmaids, they came in pairs. Everyone cheered for him. Everyone.
So
it was like a rowdy
to see their life and to see them continue in faith.
Like our events can be.
That was
so that Monday night.
And then the week,
their life and
was
to
so
see them
full,
continue
so
in
rich.
Faith.
So
it was packed.
It was that was Monday
packed.
Night,
and
then
the
week
the
most
convention
full
was
I've
so
seen,
full, so
I've
rich
seen in years. I mean, of course, since
it was packed.
COVID,
packed.
But,
I mean,
but it was
most
full. Parking lot was full.
Seen,
chapel was packed.
I've seen
was
in years.
Room.
I mean, of course, since COVID.
Pastor Misha was there
but,
from Ukraine.
But it was full.
Parking lot was
full. Chapel
was
packed. There was
an
overflow room.
His thanks and his gratitude.
Pastor Misha was there
broken,
from Ukraine.
Saying thank you so much for all that you, in particular, the Church of Marlboro does
and his gratitude.
Ukraine.
And just, oh, that was awesome.
Saying
thank you so much for all that
he was able to get out of
the Church of Marlboro does for Ukraine.
He has three children under the age of 18.
He was able to get out of
Poland.
The Ukraine.
And because if you have three children
under the age of 18,
fighting age guy,
and
you have
Ukraine,
fled three kids outside of the country,
you're allowed to leave.
He went to Poland and met with his
fighting
family,
age guy,
and then came back.
Three
kids outside of the
United States
country,
convention.
You're allowed to leave.
And then he was going back.
So he went
to Poland
to be with his family.
But Timothy,
and then
his oldest son, turned 18
in this time period.
And then he was going back.
If you remember, they were here a couple years ago.
So he's not sure what
his oldest son turned 18.
He is going back to Ukraine.
Because
if you remember,
they were here
there,
a couple years ago.
And the churches
are
all
operating.
He's not sure
operating.
What he's going to do.
So
we were,
I was able to sit with him and talk
Ukraine
for a while and ask
because
him how
church
things are going,
there,
what things are really
and the churches
happening.
Are all operating.
And
so
what,
we were, I was able to sit with him
is
and
that
talk
every
for a while
single church
and ask
is
him
operating
how things
are
going, what things are really
four
happening.
Four churches in Ukraine,
and
which
what,
is incredible.
What he
they don't skip a beat. They're
every church is operating.
Sometimes they're meeting in
the four churches in Ukraine,
which is incredible. They don't skip a beat. They're there.
Like I said, his family left.
Sometimes
they're meeting in a
bomb shelter
over the windows, blockaded all.
And
windows
he, at his home,
rockets,
like I said, his
like
family
that.
Left.
One pastor
his home, he put
in the eastern part of the windows,
of
blocked
Ukraine,
all the windows,
had stacked
all
his books,
all his study
like
books and Bibles
one pastor
up in the windows.
In the eastern part
kind
of
safety.
Ukraine,
so,
had stacked all his
it's
books,
very real.
All his study
what's
books and
there?
Bibles up in the windows.
A lot,
just as
a lot
kind
of difficulty
safety.
In some of the some of his disciples are on the front lines.
What's happening there?
And there's
a lot.
A lot of difficulty
in
some of the
some of his disciples are on the front lines.
There somebody
and,
is helping and they're
buying
getting
drones
what they need
here
thankfully.
In America and then sending them over to Ukraine.
So these guys on the front lines
put up these drones
helping,
and send
them
out
buying drones
as reconnaissance
here in America
and then
sending
somebody,
them over to Ukraine.
So these guys had helped
lines
by
can put up these drones and send
body
them
armor
out
for this group of guys on the front lines.
And then somebody
very
being
helped
practically but also
body armor
prayers.
This group of guys
on the front lines. So.
I said, what
very,
can we do
being
more?
He said, just pray,
but also
just pray.
Your prayers
for the churches
are so important
for the for
I said, what
Ukraine
can we do
and
more?
Also
he said,
for
just
the
pray,
Russian
please,
brothers
just
and
pray.
Sisters.
For the churches,
if you watch the convention, Pastor Risto
for
could have
from Ukraine
Finland,
and also for the Russian brothers and sisters.
Just a very strong plea
not
to
turn our back
convention,
on
Pastor Risto
the Russian
could have from brothers
Finland,
and sisters, and to continue to
got
pray
up
for the churches in Russia.
A very strong plea not to turn our back
also a very difficult
on the Russian
them.
Brothers and
so,
sisters, and to continue
prayer,
to pray
again,
for the churches
prayer.
In Russia, because it's also
see.
A very difficult time for them.
A lot of animals,
prayer,
a lot of
animal illustrations in the messages.
If you watch, it was hilarious.
What
some of them
happened?
Were hilarious.
A lot of animals.
A lot of animal illustrations in the messages.
If you watch,
it was hilarious.
One
some
of
them
one
were
one
hilarious.
One of the biggest quotes of the week, Pastor Alfred said that the pig is hated
one
by
of the,
entire
one of the
religions.
Biggest quotes of the week, Pastor Alfred
entire religion
said that
hate
the pig
is hated
he
by
this,
entire religion.
The pig still finds a way to get fat.
Entire religions
and there's bacon
hate
everywhere.
The pig.
So
said,
that was
his
illustration. I thought it was great. It was funny,
fat.
Right? It's funny, but
and
also
bacon everywhere.
It's powerful.
So that
was his illustration. I
there
thought
can
it was
be
great.
Oppression,
funny,
there
right?
can
it's
be
funny,
resistance,
but also,
but
it's
that
powerful.
Doesn't
to
doesn't
think
measure
that,
how a
there
believer
can be oppression, there
can
be resistance.
That living in,
right? But that
no matter the difficulty, God is
measure how a believer can thrive
we need,
in the times
so
that we are living in.
Great lesson
right?
there.
No matter the difficulty, God
like
is
like I said,
able
you can go back on YouTube.
I think the links are all in
need,
the bulletins
so
and stuff, and you can
great
watch any
there.
Of the sessions from convention.
Like
and
I said,
encourage
you can go
you
back
to,
on YouTube.
Were,
I think the links
were
all
powerful.
In the bulletins and stuff. And you
thank
can
you
watch
everyone
any
for going
of the
too.
Sessions from convention.
There was
and
a crew there.
Too.
I know. A lot of people, Dan and Dexter and Tonita, were there the entire week.
Thank you, everyone, for going,
the Wrights were there a little bit.
There was a crew there.
Rosie
and
Pastor
were there
the whole week.
Other people were there the entire week.
The Rights
Mary Lee
Gagone,
of course, was in the middle of everything
everywhere.
Week and
other people, Mary
Catola. Thank you for making the effort to be
Mary
there.
Mary Lee
Gagone,
of course, was in the middle of everything everywhere.
Okay. So with that,
thank you for
open
making
with me
the effort to be
Second
there.
Timothy.
It was such an encouragement.
2 Timothy
okay.
chapter 1.
So with that, open with me to 2 Timothy.
I believe that's what I gave you, right?
2
Timothy
chapter
1.
I want to speak tonight just a little bit
that's what I gave
about
him, right?
the Holy Spirit.
No, yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 1.
And how it is that we
I want to speak
that
tonight
we do
just a little
what
bit
we do as believers
about the Holy Spirit.
And how
that.
It is that we
another faith reach
that we
into
do
the pulpit
what
and
we
pull
do
out
as
a bottle of water.
Hallelujah. Look at that.
Another faith reach into the pulpit.
Verse
and pull
7.
Out a bottle of water. Lord, lead us in this message. Thank you for refreshing us and leading us in the
Verse
life
7.
We live, Lord.
Lord,
lead us in this
Amen.
Message. Thank you for refreshing
Second
us
Timothy
and leading
1:7
us
says
in
this.
The life that we live, Lord.
God has not given us the
Amen.
Spirit of fear. Or God has not
Second
given
Timothy
us the
1:7
spirit of fear.
Says this.
But
God
instead,
has not given us the spirit of fear.
In opposition
God has not given
to
us
quite
a spirit of fear.
That, right?
But
we always say this,
instead,
that word but, whenever you see it
in
Paul's
in
writings,
opposition to, or quite opposite
it's not just
that,
I'm
going right?
to introduce another
we
thought,
always say
but
this,
actually
that word,
he's
but,
saying
whenever
gonna,
you see it
do a
in
180,
Paul's writings,
we're going to completely change direction.
It's not just I'm going to
see
another
talk
thought,
about
but
something
actually
that is completely
saying,
opposite
do a 180
of that.
We're going to completely change direction.
Have you ever been
and
talking to somebody who said they did
something that is complete opposite?
Right? You know that people say that?
Isn't that good?
Have you ever been talking to somebody who said they did a complete
360? If your life does a complete 360, that means
that?
you just
no,
turned around and went
bad.
Right back to what you were doing.
If you do a complete
180,
if your life does a complete 360, that means you
want to go
180
you just turned
around
and went right back to what you
in
were
the
doing,
opposite
right?
direction.
180,
half.
So that's what
that's
this means.
But
we want to go
instead of
180
spirit
degrees,
of fear,
is in
God
the opposite
has given
direction.
Us a spirit of power.
So that's what
of
this
love,
means.
But instead
of
a spirit of fear.
These
God has given us a spirit of power
to us
of
as
love,
believers,
power,
and of a sound mind,
love.
These sound mind are incredible.
Power towards
to
sin,
us as believers,
love.
Power
towards myself and the
love,
body of Christ,
and
a
sound
mind,
an ability
power
to
towards sin,
move and
love
to go forward
towards myself
in life, to
and the body of Christ, and a
life.
Sound mind.
Has anybody
an
ever told you to grow up
to move and to go forward
day.
In life
grow
to
up.
Mature?
I wish you'd
in
grow
my
up.
Life.
Has anybody ever told you to grow up?
A sound mind. Is maturing
life
in
every
the faith.
Day. Grow up.
A sound mind
grow up.
Is able to think through
a sound mind,
but we'll get
is
through that.
Maturing
we'll
that
in
the
faith.
All right.
A sound mind is able to think through difficulty.
How many
we'll get
of you
that.
Have felt
we'll
like
that
you
that
need
minute.
To be
right.
directed? I do. I
How
feel
many
I need
of
to
you
be
have
directed
felt like you need
my life.
To be directed?
I feel like I need to be directed in my
I feel
faith.
I need to be directed in my life.
Have you ever? Have
I
you
feel
ever heard,
like I
we
need
have
to
heard
be
of
directed
unintended
in my faith.
Consequences, right? Have you heard of
now,
unintended consequences?
Have you ever?
When
have
you think
heard
of unintended
of,
consequences,
unintended
do you typically
consequences,
think
right?
they are negative?
Have you heard of unintended consequences?
Yes.
Right? When
there
you think of unintended consequences,
that could be brought
do you typically
into the,
think
into
they
your
are
country
negative?
With the
yes.
intention
right. there is
to
a plant
in a garden and
that
make
could
it beautiful.
Be brought into the into
but
the country.
But the unintended consequence
the,
could be that it spreads into
the ecosystem
to
and
put
it
in a garden
things,
and make
right?
it beautiful.
That is a negative.
But the unintended
consequence
could be that it spreads into the
but
ecosystem
but do you understand
and
that there could
things,
be
right?
positive
that is
unintended
a negative
consequences also.
Consequence. Right? Maybe not with the plant, but with other things.
But do you understand that there could be positive
That's possible,
unintended
that there are consequences
positive
also.
Consequences.
Maybe not with the plant,
in
but with
faith,
other things.
That's
God
possible
has given
that there
us
are positive
that pertains to life and godliness.
In our faith,
and what I want to say is that there isn't
God has
anything
given us everything that pertains
that
to life and godliness.
Unpredicted or unknown.
And what I
want to
say is
that
there isn't anything
that
when
that
Christ
says
that
he has given us Christ
and he has given us
the
spirit of
in
power,
my life of
love,
faith.
And a sound mind,
that when
and
Christ
in
says
Christ,
that
he has
given
us
Christ
and he has
there
given
isn't
us
anything
power,
that is even
love, and a sound
a
mind,
positive unintended
and in giving
consequence.
Us Christ, he gives us any everything.
Like imagine if we
there
were given the Holy
anything
Spirit,
that is even
and God says that
a
by the Holy Spirit they will know
that
they have power in their life.
Like imagine if we are
and
given
we,
the Holy
we feel
Spirit,
that we know we have power in our life, but then also we say, oh
wow,
know that they have power in their life.
And God
and we,
doesn't
we
say,
feel
oh,
that we
man,
know we
I
have
didn't
power in our life,
for
then
that
also
to
we
be,
say,
but
oh,
wow,
is.
I feel loved.
No.
Instead,
and God doesn't say,
oh, man, I didn't intend
that
for that
in our
to be,
life
but it
as
is.
Believers.
Everything
no.
that is given
instead,
to us in our life as believers is intended.
That happens in our life as believers.
It is known.
Everything
is
that
like,
is given
oh,
to us in our life as believers
that it
is
works
intended.
Out that way.
It is known.
Like the
it
joy of the Lord in my life is not an unintended
that it works out that way.
Like Jesus didn't say, okay,
like
I'll pay for your
sin. The joy
of
the Lord in my life
and
is
then,
not
and
an
by
unintended
that I have
consequence.
Joy. He says, oh, man, I didn't mean for that to be
like
there.
Jesus didn't say, okay,
but
I'll
pay
actually,
for your
that
sin.
Is
intended.
And then and by
that,
that
I, would
I
have joy.
Joy.
He says,
in my
oh,
life.
Man, I didn't mean for that to
so
be there.
So there isn't anything
but actually,
in my
that
faith
is intended.
There isn't any benefit
that I would have
given
joy
to me
in
my salvation. So there isn't anything in my faith.
It is all on
there isn't any benefit given to me
in
my
salvation
that is unintended. It is
all
a lot of things
on purpose.
There are a lot
and
of things.
Intended,
have you read the booklet?
To me.
What happened to you
now,
when you received Christ?
There are a lot
remember
of.
Remember, we
things.
Gave it out one Wednesday
there
night.
Are a lot
who
of
wants
things.
One?
Did
we read the
everyone
booklet?
In the room took
what
one.
What happened to you when you received
it?
Christ?
Have you looked at it? Have you
remember
opened
we
it
gave
once?
It out one Wednesday night. I said, "Who wants one?" And we get everyone in the room took one.
Some people
have you
it,
studied
and that's
it.
Okay.
Have you looked at it? Have you
don't
opened
be
it
condemned.
Once?
Right.
Because other people have.
Okay.
All there are 96 things in there that happened to you when you received Christ.
Don't be condemned.
That's an incredible study.
Because other people have.
None
okay.
of them
all there are
96
are
things in there that happened
none
to you
of them
when you received Christ.
That's an every incredible study.
Every single one of them
none
is
of
intended.
Them are by accident.
It says in Romans chapter
none
8, verse 14 through 16, that by
every
the Holy Spirit
them
we
is
cry
intended.
Out in our hearts,
it says in
Abba
Romans
Father.
Chapter 8, verse 14 through 16,
the Holy
that by the Holy
ministry
Spirit
to us leads
we cry
us to cry
out
in our
Abba
hearts,
Father.
Abba Father.
That is intended.
Right.
The Holy
Spirit's
ministry
to us
leads
us
is
so that you would
Abba
know
Father.
That God is your Father.
That is intended.
And that you would have
the
freedom
Holy
in your heart
ministry
to
you
cry
is
out
so
and
that
say,
you
would
are
know
my
that
Father.
God is your Father.
Doesn't
and
he
that you
want
would
you
have
that?
The freedom in your heart
a father
to cry
loves
out
it
when
and
his
say,
children
you are
cries
my
out
Father.
For the most part.
Doesn't he want you to know that?
A good Father.
A father
a good father
loves
knows
it when his children
and he
cries
says,
out
I want
to
hear. I want to hear
for the most part.
A good
in the middle of the night,
a good father knows.
Child could
and
have
he
a
says,
nightmare.
I want to hear. I want to hear.
Even
it.
An adult, okay, if it's you.
If in the middle of the
it
night,
could have a nightmare. And they, what do?
The
they wake up and they
nightmare.
Cry out.
Ah!
Even an adult, okay, if it's you.
The parents
it
love
could have
to
a
hear
nightmare.
It.
And they, what do? They wake up
maybe
and they
startled
cry
and
out.
Scared and they have a heart attack. But that they want to go and comfort their child.
They don't love to hear it. Maybe they're startled and scared and they have a heart attack.
When Shiloh has nightmares in the middle of the night,
they want to go and comfort their child.
Never, never.
Right, Shiloh?
He cries out.
Yeah.
Dad.
When Shiloh has nightmares in the middle of the night.
I love it.
Never,
love it.
Never.
That's faith right there.
He cries out.
So there are a lot of things
Dad.
That God wants us to know
I love it.
About
I love
our
it.
Salvation.
That's faith right there.
But if we are on
so
our
there
own,
are, there are a lot of things
we are
that
left
God
to
wants us to know.
We won't know
all the things
but
that God
we are
has
on
intended
own,
for us.
And we are left to ourselves.
The Father made the plan
we
of Christ,
won't know
executed the plan
all the
of Christ,
things
accomplished
that God
the work
has
at the cross, and he ascended up to heaven.
The Father made
there
the plan
of
Christ,
executed the
there
plan
he is
of Christ,
our advocate.
Accomplished
yes, that's
the work at the cross.
But now
he
here we are
heaven,
down on earth, not seeing heaven, not seeing
sat.
The throne, not seeing Christ
there he is
seated,
our advocate.
Not
yes,
knowing
that's
all
great.
Of this stuff.
But now here we are down on earth, not seeing
not
heaven, not
on
seeing
our own
the throne, not
discover.
Seeing Christ seated, not
imagine
knowing
if that
all
was
of
the
this
case
stuff.
Where Jesus is just there and he says, now find
and
joy.
We're not left on our own to
we wander through life looking for joy.
Imagine if that was the case where Jesus is just there and he says, now
we can use a little direction.
We'd wander through life looking for joy.
Right. And he says, there's
and we,
a little
we
clue.
We could say to him, Lord, we could use a little
no,
direction.
Instead, it says that
he
has
and
given
he
us
the
Holy
Cookie
Spirit.
At us.
Yeah. Romans
says,
5,
a little
5
clue.
Says that he has given
no,
us
instead,
the Holy Spirit.
It says that he has
and
given
by
us
the Holy
Spirit,
he has spread
Romans
the love
5,
of God
abroad
says
in our
that
hearts.
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit
and
is given to us
Spirit,
so that
he
can
lead us
the love of God abroad in our hearts.
The depth
and the
completion and the
Holy Spirit
of our
is
salvation.
Given to us so that he can lead us
through Christ
into
we understand our sins
depth,
are forgiven
and
through
the
Christ we understand that we have eternal life
but now in
through
this
through
life
Christ,
there
we
are
understand
so many
our
things
sins
that
forgiven.
Can happen
through Christ
and so many
we understand
things
that
we
have
overcome,
eternal life
and so many things
but
that
now,
are
more
obvious
life,
right?
there
more
are
evidence.
So many things that can happen
say, Lord, I
and
believe
so
you are there
by faith
I believe
you
are
there
so many things that are more
obvious
on
more evidence
everywhere else that are very real and
tangible I believe you are there
by faith I believe you are there but I am confronted by things on everywhere else that are very real and tangible to me
1:30 4:30 1:13 and 4:30
and he says I'll give you
the Holy
Spirit
of
promise.
Promise.
We are sealed with the
Ephesians
Holy Spirit
1:30,
until the day of redemption.
1:13 and 4:30.
Until the
day
Holy that we are
Spirit
standing
promise.
In the presence
of God,
with the
Holy
seeing
Spirit.
Him face to face.
Until
all the way
day
up until that point, we have the Holy
until
Spirit.
Until the day that we are
why?
Standing in the presence
so we can
of God,
feel good?
Seeing Him face to face.
All
so the
way
up until that point,
we
have
we
the Holy Spirit.
No,
why?
So that He can lead us
so we can feel
into
good?
Great truth.
So we
and
get
yes,
a good
there will be times
when
we have the emotional
no,
response
so that he can
to it,
lead
but he leads
into
us
great
into the truth.
And he
and
says
yes,
there
to
will
us,
be
times
where
we have the emotional
response
reminds
to
us,
but
he
the
leads
power
us
that we have.
Into the truth.
He
and he says
the love
to
God
us,
he speaks
in
to
our
us,
hearts.
And he reminds
so that we can know
us of
we
the power
that
we have.
Different to say
he spreads
about our
the love of God abroad in our hearts. the
so
Holy
we
Spirit
can know,
does
we can
to
have
us.
Something different to
we
say
need it
in our
about
life.
Our
life and about
we need
our situation.
It. We need to be
right.
led in our
the
life
Holy Spirit
by someone.
Does this to us.
Not a spirit of fear.
In
have you
life.
Ever been led by
we
fear?
We need it. We need to be
I've been led by fear.
In
it's
our
not
life
a good leader
by
is it?
Someone.
Fear is a
not
bad
a spirit
leader.
Of fear.
Have
Maybe
you ever been led by
in the past couple of years?
How bad of a leader
not a good
leader,
is it?
Fear
and what kind
a bad
of condition
leader.
My soul
Maybe
could be in if
that
I allow
fear
years,
to be
the
leader.
Of a leader fear can be.
I need something greater.
And what kind of condition my soul
power,
could be in
right?
if I allow
I power
fear
in my life.
To be the leader.
Not just power to be
I need something,
something
greater.
But power to take the next step.
I need
step.
Power.
Authority
right?
to
I need
take
power
the next step.
In my life.
Authority to say no.
Not just power to be
Romans
something,
6,
but power to
sin
take
shall
the next
not
step.
Have dominion
authority
over me,
to take the next step.
Grace.
Authority
I am under
to say
grace,
no.
Under sin.
Romans 6:14. Sin
that
shall
doesn't
not
come
have
by
dominion
natural
over me,
revelation.
But
that comes
grace,
by
I am
spiritual
under grace,
revelation.
Under sin.
That you have power in
that
your
That doesn't
life.
Come by natural
need,
revelation. That comes by spiritual revelation.
Why do we need power?
To lift
you
heavy
have
objects,
power in your
right?
life.
To pick stuff up and put it down.
We need it.
Like
don't
we had the Jerusalem out back.
Why do we need
the
power?
The place scene, Jerusalem was out
to
back.
To lift heavy
there.
Objects.
And we
pick
had
stuff
the
up
power
and put
to get
it into
the
like
basement.
We had the Jerusalem
Dexter
out
and Rosie,
back. The place scene, Jerusalem
was
out back.
Panels and
carried
and
thrown
we
into
had
the basement.
Power to get
awesome.
It into the basement.
Power.
Dexter and
there
Rosie.
There are obstacles in our life.
These
spiritual obstacles in our life.
Them into
and
the
if I approach
awesome.
Them in
power.
My own strength,
there
I
are
won't
obstacles
them.
In our life.
But when
spiritual
I believe
in our life
that I have the Holy Spirit,
I approach
them
me,
in my own strength,
power,
I won't overcome
spirit of
them.
Authority.
But when I
can
if
overcome
I
those things
that
in
I
my
have
life,
the Holy Spirit
have power
me,
over
I have the Spirit of power,
how can I be persuaded
that I can overcome those things in my life?
That I have power
by reminder.
How can I be persuaded?
I need a constant reminder.
And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing
by
to me.
Reminder.
Constantly reminding me
constant
who Christ
reminder.
Is.
Constantly
I need a
reminding
reminder
what Christ is.
And that's
has
what
done.
The Holy Spirit
constantly
is doing.
Constantly reminding
to me
constantly
where sin
reminding
is and what
me
who Christ is.
And by those
reminders,
I am
what
persuaded.
Christ has done.
Constantly
am,
reminding
I am
me
led
where sin
in my
is
power
and what has happened
as
to
a believer.
And by those reminders,
not
I am
to push
persuaded.
People around, but to have
and
authority
I am,
in my life.
I am led in
where
my
I can
power
say no
as a believer.
I can say no.
Not to push the people around, but to have authority
I don't
in my
drink.
Life where I can say
I don't
no.
Need it.
Isn't that great?
I can
I'm
say
like,
no.
Like, out of my mind enough. I don't need it.
I
don't
drink.
Need it. But isn't it interesting
that
the conversation around
it.
Alcohol could be this way?
I don't need it.
You're not, how come
but isn't
you're
it
not
interesting
allowed to
that,
do that?
That the conversation
or
around alcohol could
be
this
that
way.
God doesn't
you're
let
not,
you do
how
that.
How come you're not allowed to do
or
that?
Or even someone could say the church doesn't let
or,
you do
or
that.
Or it could be the, that God
That's
doesn't
such a
let
small
you do
thought.
That.
That's
or
such a small
even someone could say
the church
is letting
let
people
do
or not do. Or that God is
That's such
letting
a small
people
thought.
Do or not do.
That's such a small thought
or
that
the church
I
is
have
letting
some
people do or not
that
do.
I can't.
Or that God is
but
letting
how about this,
people do or not
that I
do.
Have the power not to.
Or that I have some weakness
that I don't
in
need
me
it.
That I can't.
And the
but
church is
this?
Not telling people what you are allowed and what you are not allowed to do, but the church is
that
here
need
in this way,
and
leading
the
us
church
into
is not telling people
the
what you are allowed
and what
you are
not allowed to do, but
and
the church
when the question
is here
of
in this
something
way,
comes up,
leading us
topics,
into
like alcohol
the authority
up,
that we
have
in our life.
I have
and then
been
when the
persuaded by
of something
the Holy
comes
Spirit,
up or some topics like alcohol comes
it.
Up, and we could say
I have been persuaded
that I have
power over these
the Holy Spirit.
Whatever it might be.
And it could
I have
be the list could be very
that
long.
I have power
and none
over
of them
these
are
things.
Above the other. Right?
Whatever
no
it
scale.
Might be.
And it could
if
be
the
Bible,
list
nowhere
could be very
in the
long.
Gospels is
and
there
none
a scale
of them
of sin.
Are above
maybe
the
in
other.
Proverbs chapter 6
there's no
seven
scale.
Things God hates
imagine
above
if
anything
the Bible,
else.
Nowhere in the Gospels
but there
is
there a scale of
like
sin.
Alcohol.
Maybe in Proverbs
weed,
chapter 6 there's seven
weed,
things God
right?
hates
pornography,
above anything
different
else,
addictions,
but,
lying,
but there
cheating,
is no
stealing,
scale, like
whatever
alcohol,
it is.
We
whatever
weed,
it is, it's
right?
not
pornography,
a point by point
different
thing,
addictions, lying,
but it
cheating,
is that we are
stealing,
being led
whatever
in our
it is.
Life.
Not
whatever it is, it's
to
not
be victims
a point by
to
point
our
thing,
passions and our desires.
But it is that
but
we are being led in our life,
and I can walk up to something and I can say,
to be
it's
victims
not that
to our passions
I'm not
and our desires,
it,
but instead to have
because
authority.
Actually it
and
says
I can
that
walk up
you can do all
and I can
things.
Say,
it's not that
you can do whatever you want.
I'm not allowed to do
but
it.
There could be things
because
that are
actually
not expedient
it says that
for
all,
you
can do all
it
things.
It could be that there are things that
you
are not
do whatever
healthy
you
or
want.
Beneficial to you.
But
there could
be things
be that,
that
are
not
things that would get in the way.
It could be that there are things that are not
healthy or beneficial to you.
And it could be
if
that
you
there
are
things that would get in the way
alter your mind or alter your mood by
the
Holy
Spirit. Right. Then you are if you are taking that privilege away from the Holy Spirit, you are led into the power that you have.
Right.
And again,
Peter calls it a cloak of maliciousness.
Right?
Peter calls it a cloak of maliciousness. Romans chapter 14.
Paul talks about it
Romans
in Romans
14,
chapter 7.
Half of seven, or
he says it,
he
two.
Says that oh no, I'm
See,
sorry, Romans
you just
chapter
figure
14,
the numbers out somehow. Right?
Romans chapter 14 talks about these things.
That's and right. he talks about not
See,
comparing
if you just
yourself,
figure the numbers out somehow.
But actually,
right.
Romans chapter 14 talks about these things. Blessed is the man who is not condemned by what he allows. Meaning, he says, blessed is the man who is not condemned by what he allows. Don't be condemned by what he allows.
If not you allow by your something flesh. In your life, don't
right?
be condemned.
That's a big difference.
But make sure
that
you were
say, well,
you were allowing
by
it
what
by
I
the
allow,
Holy Spirit.
So here we go.
Not by your flesh.
Let the right? flesh is led there.
No,
how about
I could
this?
Say that and
make
say, well,
no
I'm not
provision
condemned by what
for the
I
flesh.
Allow.
So here we go.
Chapter, Romans chapter 13.
Let the
make
flesh
no
is led there. No, how about this?
Make
no provision for the flesh
in the previous chapter,
but instead
Romans chapter
be persuaded by
make
the Holy
no
Spirit
provision for the
not
flesh
to allow
to satisfy
the flesh,
but instead its
desires, to be liberated into
but instead be
the liberated
by
God
the Holy
has given
Spirit
us in Romans 5,
not
Galatians
to allow
5:1
the flesh, but instead
stand
to be liberated
in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free,
the liberty
not
that
to
God
do what you want
in Romans 5,
but to
Galatians
be led
5:1
by God. Power,
stand
right?
fast in the liberty wherewith Christ is
controlled,
not
by
to do what
the,
you
the
want,
things of the world,
but to be led by God.
Is it a mystery
power,
why
right?
a liquor store is called
not?
Why
to be
liquor is called spirits
by the things of the world?
Is that a mystery?
Is it a mystery
spirits.
Why a liquor store is called
why
liquor is called
a,
spirits?
A liquor store one time it was called Bacchus
spirits,
which is the name of a demon.
I saw yeah. a.
Isn't that interesting? How does that
a liquor
happen?
Store one time it was
I
called Bacchus.
The devil plays
which is
the
name
substances.
Of a demon.
Right? You know what the Greek
Isn't
word
that
for
how does that
witchcraft
happen?
Is?
I think the devil
pharma,
plays in these
right?
substances.
Pharma.
You know what the Greek word
so
for
there could be that there
witchcraft
are,
is?
That drugs
pharma.
Have a big influence
pharma.
From a spiritual world.
Yeah.
Right. So there could be
so,
that there are that drugs
be
have a big
that.
Influence from
that.
A spiritual
Allow
world.
Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in it.
So that's one thing.
Okay.
Love.
Be conscious
power,
of that.
Power.
Be aware
is done.
Of that.
Power.
Allow
now
the
love.
Holy Spirit to lead
love.
You in it.
Isn't
so,
love
that's
amazing?
One thing.
Okay.
Love.
Oh, it's amazing.
Power
God
so
done.
Loved
power
the world
now,
that
love.
He gave us his only begotten
love.
Son.
I need to
Isn't
be led into
amazing?
The love of God.
Oh, it's amazing.
Naturally
so
speaking, I do not understand the
love
son.
Of God.
I need to be
so
led
the
into
Holy
the love
Spirit
of God.
To teach me what the love of God is.
Naturally speaking,
because
I do not understand the love of
God. Love me.
I need the Holy
and we
Spirit
say, but
to
he does.
Teach me
we say, no,
what the love
it's
not
of God
possibly
is.
Can.
Because
naturally,
well, God,
I'll say,
well,
God
love
doesn't love
me.
We need the Holy
and we say,
Spirit
but he does.
To lead us
say,
into
no,
the love
no,
of
God.
Not possibly can.
I need the Holy
says,
Spirit
well, God,
to teach
well,
me how to love
is
myself.
I need the Holy
we
Spirit
the Holy
to teach
Spirit
me to love the
to
body
lead
us into
the
love of
God.
I need
the
Holy Spirit to teach me
to
love the world. Teach me how to love myself. I need the Holy Spirit to teach me to love
from
their
problems.
I need the Holy Spirit to teach me to love the world.
And we can look out at the world and just be annoyed and agitated by
from their problems.
But how about the Holy Spirit gives us
love for the world?
And we can look out at the world and just be annoyed and agitated by it.
Love for people.
But how
not
about
to,
the Holy Spirit gives us love
them
the
in their difficulty,
for
but
people,
to encourage
right?
them
love
in the love
people.
Of God?
Love
the Holy
Spirit,
the Holy Spirit's
not
work to lead
me
affirm
them
in, that
in
love.
Their difficulty, but to encourage them
and
in the love
finally,
of God.
And a sound
the
mind.
Holy Spirit's the Holy Spirit's
a
work
sound
to
mind.
Lead me in that love.
I was talking
and
to
finally,
someone down at
in
convention,
a sound mind.
They were asking me just some
mind.
Questions about.
Bible college
and about how
talking
how
to someone
happen.
Down at convention
and I explained I didn't even
just
notice
some questions
this, but I,
about
in talking about
Bible
it, I recognized
college
that,
and about
that
how
when I started
happened.
Like seeking
I,
God
I explained I didn't
he
even
so much
notice
this
but
I, in talking about it I recognized
that there was a 2 or 3
when
year period
when I
where I don't know what happened
like seeking God
right?
he so much
like
got
the,
my attention
the music
that
TV,
there was a 2 or 3 year period where I don't know what happened
at
all in the world.
I was on the mission
like
field
in
Africa
music,
a couple times, and of course
TV,
that's why
I didn't
you know, see
I
some
was
shows
not
that were happening
in it
here,
at all.
Right? I was
what,
on the mission
you know,
field in Africa,
but then also
a couple
like
times,
pop
and of course
culture.
That's why
I didn't
you know,
I didn't
see some
have
shows
any
that were
influence.
Happening here. Right?
I had
what,
no input,
you know, whatever. But then also
and I know
like pop culture.
You know, we're not monks.
I didn't
like that
have
we
any
are in the world, but
I said
I had no input.
I needed that time.
And I know
because Romans 12
talks
about
like that we are in the world,
but.
I said I needed
being
that
transformed
time.
By the renewing
because
of the
Romans
mind.
Romans 12 talks
where does this
about
renewing of
renewal.
The mind happen?
But it happens
being transformed by the
Holy Spirit. By the
renewing
and
of
it
your
could
mind.
Be that there
where
is a time
this
in your life
of
where
the
you
mind
are
happen?
Quiet.
From things.
But it happens
oh,
by
that's
the
what
Holy
it was.
Spirit.
We were at a wedding. We
and
went
it
to
could
two weddings
be
this past week.
That there is
we're
a time
wedding.
In your life
the music
where you
was
are
playing
quiet.
And he said, was this
from things.
When,
oh, that's what it
when
was.
Did,
we were at a
wedding.
We went
to two
weddings.
What point
in
life
were
you
in
when
this
song
wedding.
Came out?
And the music
and said,
was
honestly,
playing.
I've never
and he
heard
said,
this
was this
song before in my life?
When
and he said,
you know,
it was one
of the most popular
songs
in
this
song
time.
I said, well,
and
that
honestly, I
have no
input from anywhere. And he said,
and
it
was
one
so
of the most popular songs
I listened
in this
to
time.
Pastor
I said, well,
Stephen's tapes.
In that time,
I read my
I had
Bible
no input
like
from
I didn't
anywhere.
Even know what I was doing, but
and
I just
it
read
was
my
so
Bible.
Good for me.
I prayed.
I listened to Pastor
I was on evangelism.
Tapes. I read my Bible.
I was in Bible
like,
college
I didn't
classes,
even know what I was
week,
doing, but
church,
I just read
three
my Bible.
Nights a week. Like, I
it
prayed.
Was all Bible.
I was on
and
evangelism.
And what did it do? But it transformed my mind.
It gave me the structure I needed in my mind.
It was all Bible.
So that I could go into the world
and
not
what did it do? But it transformed my mind, and it gave me the structure I needed. In my
happen.
Mind, so that I
allow
could go into the world
mind,
and not be overcome.
A mind that is put together by the Holy
allow
Spirit,
this
by
work
the Word
to
of
happen.
God.
Allow
re-
it to
have a
renowned
words,
mind,
reconnected.
A mind that is
because
put together
you know what happens. You go out there
by the Word
and
of
you
God.
Hear a song,
rewired,
and instantly you're in a reconnected.
Have you ever noticed
because
that?
You know what happens. You go,
or you
go
smell
out
something,
there,
and all
and
of
you hear
a you're
song,
back in your car, and, senior
and
year
instantly
high
you're in a memory.
You're like, oh man,
you
I don't want to be
that?
Here again, right?
Or, you
or whatever
smell
it is,
something,
memories,
and, all of a
and
they
you're
can
back in your
lead
car
us
down
to
high
school.
If I don't have a sound
like, oh, man,
mind,
I
want to
be here. Again.
I could be
right?
taken for
or
a
whatever
ride.
It is, memories, and they can
I can
lead
get
us
into a thought pattern.
If I don't have a sound mind.
I could
be
allow
taken
something
for a ride.
That could be harmful.
I could get
I
into a
allow
thought
something
that
would lead me
away.
And I could say, well,
I
can't do it on my own.
That could be
and Jesus
harmful.
Would say, I know you can't. That's
and
why
I
gave the Holy Spirit
something that would lead me
so
away.
The Holy Spirit
and I could say, well, I can't do it on my own.
And
Jesus would say, I know you can't. That's why I
mind.
Gave the Holy Spirit. So that the
by
Holy
this
Spirit
mind renewal.
Will reinforce
so
and persuade you.
Let's talk a lot about
mind.
All right. Like let's be thinking
this
about
mind
can
renewal.
My mind be renewed?
It's so good.
Don't be a victim
mind
to
renewal.
A pattern
let's
of
talk
thinking.
A lot about it.
Don't
right?
be a victim
like,
to
like
be
a way
thinking about can
like
my mind be renewed?
Have you
don't
noticed
be
that?
A victim to a pattern
if you got
of
a dead
thinking.
Second.
Don't be a victim
phone,
to
right?
like a way
in an elevator.
Like
don't
like
want to
talk
to people.
Mode.
Have you noticed this?
Scroll.
Like you got a dead
scroll.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Just scrolling.
In an elevator. Don't
want
to talk to people.
Right? We know. We're all there.
Just scroll. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Scrolling.
Have you noticed
right?
the range
know,
of emotions you can travel
everyone,
in like 5
we're all
seconds
guilty of it,
on right? social media?
Scrolling, and then you're like, I don't
oh
even know.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Have you noticed the range of emotions
oh,
you can travel in like 5
right?
seconds? On social media,
and then, like all of a sudden, like
oh,
ha, ha, look
oh
at
my
that
gosh,
guy.
I
fell
can't
off a
believe
slide.
This puppy
it's
was
like,
abducted.
In 3
oh,
seconds, you go from like
right?
one extreme to the other,
and then like all
and
of a sudden,
mind
like,
is just
oh,
firing away, right, releasing
it's
all
like,
these hormones
in 3
and
seconds,
telling you that
go
that's
from
good,
like
and one
like
extreme
to the
other.
Every time,
and
you
your
see
mind is just firing away, right, releasing all these hormones and telling you that that's good, and you're
like
a dopamine hit. Every time you see something,
it is.
Ooh, someone like my picture.
Is this a healthy way to operate?
I wonder what they're doing. And then all of a sudden, you're like,
I'm not
anti-social media, but I am.
It
for,
is
like being
is,
in
is
control.
Is this a healthy way right. to operate?
And knowing what you're doing.
I'm not anti-social media,
I'm telling
but
you, I'm guilty of it too.
For,
I know,
like,
and I'm challenging myself. But like,
right.
can we be
and knowing what
in
you're
control
doing.
Of what we're doing? So
and
that
I'm telling you, I'm guilty
am in
of
control.
Control
I know,
of
and I'm
what
challenging
putting
myself,
in my mind
but,
and how
like,
I am
can we be
my thinking
in control of what we're doing.
I don't
doing.
Want to.
So
want to
give that authority away to some other influence that
it would take me for a ride.
Constructing my thinking,
I would find myself.
I don't want to.
I don't want to give that authority away to some other influence
that it would. Take me for a ride,
and I would
the Holy
find
Spirit,
myself
in these
distant
things,
from
these
the body
things,
of Christ,
power, love,
distant
and sound
from
mind.
With
they
God,
lead me
and
into
discouraged.
Health.
They lead me into
the Holy Spirit
fellowship
in these
God.
Things,
they lead
these
me
into
fellowship
in
power,
the body
love,
of
Christ,
and sound mind.
They
lead
and
me
I
into
find
health,
and I want.
They
I
lead
want to
me
pursue
into
it.
Fellowship.
So, I encourage
God,
you.
Lead
like,
me into fellowship in
the
body of
ministry of the Holy Spirit,
and I find it. And
I
want. I
want
to pursue
this whole thing that we do. This life of faith
is by
the ministry
of the
Holy
Spirit.
And
the whole
church
thing
is
this whole
thing
that we
do,
this
life
of
the Holy
Spirit,
is by
the
ministry of
the
individual
believer,
is
the
whole ministry
of the
Holy
Spirit.
It's what we have
by
the
ministry
of the
Holy Spirit.
There are no unintended consequences
good
for the individual believer,
but God has intended
this
for
us,
that
we
would
have
there are no
unintended
consequences
good
that we would
have
love for ourselves and for the body of Christ, and
that
we
would
have
a sound
power in our life and authority.
Isn't that great?
That we would have love for ourselves and for the body of Christ, and that we would
have
a sound
right?
mind. He would have us
Isn't
that way.
Great?
He would. His intention
like God
is not
would
that
have
we would
us
be
emotionally
healthy.
Although we, he right? says it right,
he you would will have tribulation.
That way. He would. His 16, intention is not
but what
that
do we
would
have
be
in the midst of tribulation.
Distraught. Although we,
rejoicing,
he says it right,
but be of good
have
cheer.
Tribulation.
Because I
John
have overcome 16:33.
But
Holy
what do we
Spirit
have in the midst
in tribulation?
Of what that means and how it's
rejoicing,
possible that
right?
I could have
but be of good
joy
cheer
in tribulation?
Because I have overcome the
so
world. Emotions,
the Holy Spirit
emotions
leads
are good
to
aren't
what
they?
That means.
Emotions
how it's
are good.
Possible
how many people
have people
joy
in tribulation?
Right.
We got
so emotionally healthy.
Emotions are good.
The Brazilians of flat.
Emotions are good.
How many people
emotional?
Peruvian.
Italian.
And then there's me.
We got some
emotion.
English person.
We got
no emotion at all.
Fire. Latin.
Buried deep down inside.
And then there's
a show,
German, English person,
the light
of day. No emotion
no,
at all.
Emotions are good.
They're
good.
Deep
we need
down
them.
Inside.
They're healthy.
Never to
like
show.
Joy is healthy. Happiness
the
is healthy.
No.
Sorrow
no,
is good.
No, emotions are good.
I had
good.
A night on the
them.
Porch
they're
with
healthy.
Pastor Michael Walsh, and it was
right.
amazing.
Joy is healthy.
We covered
happiness
all of the emotions
sorrow
in like
good.
An hour conversation.
I had
we were in tears.
A night on the porch
we
with
laughing.
Pastor Michael Walsh,
and
we
were
was
excited,
amazing.
And we were motivated.
We covered all
so
of the emotions.
It's good. In like an hour
and
conversation,
our
we
emotions
were in tears.
Are put in order
we
by
laughing.
The Holy Spirit.
And we were excited,
so that
and we
can
motivated.
Really live.
It's good.
And really have,
our emotions are put in order by the Holy Spirit.
A ministry,
so that we can really
life,
live,
like and really
have
being,
like
encouraged by
I don't know
the Holy
what
Spirit.
It, so really have
the Holy,
like a,
be filled with
ministry,
the Holy Spirit, right?
Our life,
Ephesians
like
5:18,
and really
be
filled with the Holy
encouraged
Spirit.
By the Holy
Why?
Spirit. So
because He
the
will
Holy,
lead
be
you
filled
in
with the Holy
things.
Spirit, right?
Romans,
He will
Ephesians
persuade
5:18.
You of the love
be
of God.
Have you ever doubted God's love for you?
Why?
Because
where does
he will
lead you in these
come
things.
From? The persuasion
he will persuade
is by the Holy
you of the love of God.
We say, I'm not lovable.
Love for you.
He says, I know that,
where
but I love you anyway.
Where does the persuasion come from? The persuasion
like, this
is,
important
by the Holy
for
Spirit.
Us. We say,
we
I'm not
say
lovable.
It, like, I'm
he
not
says,
lovable,
I know that,
and
but
I
love
just,
you
like,
anyway.
Say, I'll go off on myself.
Like, this
I need
is important
to be
for
persuaded
us.
Otherwise.
Because if we say it, like, I'm not lovable, and
I'm
just
going to
go
in my
own
negative.
I need to
track,
be persuaded
right?
otherwise.
I need the Holy Spirit to come to me
if
and say,
not, then
you
I'm just
going to
go in my own negative thought pattern.
You are loved.
Track,
that's
right?
His ministry.
I
and
need
then
the Holy
I
Spirit
say,
to come
I
to
always
me and
do
say,
that.
You are
I go
loved.
Again, right? The
you
same
are loved.
Old, same old fail.
You are loved.
Same
that's
way.
His ministry.
No.
You
and then
power.
I can say, I always
do
that.
That.
Here I go again, right?
Like you
were
confronted
same
old
with,
fail,
with
the
same
way.
No.
And
you
can
say, well, I did it. This is the way it is.
It's
like
time
you go down
you
that
were confronted
path.
With
about,
a
just
sin.
Just say it once.
And you can
no.
say, well, I did it.
No.
Hey, this is the
by
way
the
it is.
By the power of God, no.
It's time to go down
to.
That path. How about
and then walk
just
away.
Just say it
say,
once.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Look
by
what
the
I did.
By the power of God, no.
I didn't do it.
I don't need to.
I put it down. I
and
prayed
then walk
instead.
Away. And you can say, whoa.
I read the Bible instead.
Whoa.
I called a brother and sister and said, will you pray for me right now?
I put it down. I prayed instead.
I mean, that's something we can
I read the Bible instead. I called a brother
and sister
and
said, will
you
pray
for
me right
now?
Have you ever told someone
that's,
anytime,
I mean,
call me anytime we,
can,
we
have
right?
access to?
We said that a lot.
Brothers
we?
And sisters who love and care for
few
us.
Few people actually
have you ever
do
told
it?
Someone anytime, call me
yeah,
anytime
because there's shame in it.
Right?
We said that
but
a lot.
But we need the
we?
Holy Spirit to lead us.
Few people
and
actually
I understand
do it.
It.
Why?
I get it. But we need the Holy Spirit
because
to lead
shame
us and to
in
empower
it.
Us and to guide us into
but we need
things.
The Holy Spirit
Amen?
To lead us.
Amen.
And I understand it. I get it.
Yeah, Lord,
but we need the Holy Spirit to lead us and to empower
us
and to guide us into these things.
Amen.
Giving us
Amen.
The Holy Spirit,
Lord, that we...
Yeah, Lord, thank you for
you
your faithfulness to us.
Thank you
of
for
our power,
of your love for
giving
us
the Holy
and
Spirit,
of a sound
Lord,
mind,
that we,
Lord, you renew our
you
minds.
You persuade us.
Thank you. Your mercies
of our
are
power,
new
of
every
your love
morning.
For us.
And of
lead
a sound mind,
this,
Lord,
persuade
you
persuade us
renew
this
our
truth
minds.
In your name.
Thank you. Your
Amen.
Mercies are new every morning. Lord. Lead us in this. Persuade us of this truth.